That'll be Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's basketball team split last weekend, losing to ranked St. Cloud, beat Minnesota Duluth. Jason Edwards with us. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Was it a little sigh of relief at the end of the Duluth game that, all right, we were able to beat him, or at that point, didn't it really matter?
Yeah, it was kind of a bittersweet moment. We have a lot of love for Coach Bowen, so obviously we went out and go out and win, but we also want to show him love. And so it was a good game, good atmosphere for everybody. So it was actually a good feeling at the end, so to beat him.
All right, on Friday night, you guys led for a good chunk of the game. You had the buzzer beater at halftime. Did you guys feel pretty good about yourself for most of that game before they took it away at the end?
Yeah, we feel like we had the control of the game every second until like the last 5 minutes. We had some costly turnovers, then it just kind of went out of hand from there. It had momentum going as hard on the road to get a win, so we feel like we had the game, just let it get away from us.
They're a ranked team for a reason. They're pretty good. Playing there is always difficult, too. Does that make it even more frustrating that you guys were with them until the end and a very difficult place to play on the road and against a good team?
Yeah, they had a lot of hostile fans, so we really wanted to get that win, kind of quiet the house. But they took us out in the NCAA tournament last year, so that kind of had a chunk on our back. So that was a big thing for us, but we'll see them again.
On to the Duluth game. You look at the stats, and it was a fairly comfortable win. No wins in this league are real comfortable, though, on the court, are they?
No. In SIC, every game's a battle, so every opponent's a good opponent, so we just got to go and play our game.
How has your role changed this year with a new coaching staff and a new offense, and what Coach Boshi is asking you to do?
My role has changed. It's kind of the same floor general, be the leader on court, kind of get everybody in the right position, be the energy guy on defense, so make sure everybody's getting the ball, getting everybody stay in touch with the game.
You feel like you're getting used to this offense fast enough, or there's still some parts of it that, and not just you, but the rest of the team, too, still need work on?
Yeah, we still got a long way to go. There's a lot more plays we haven't learned yet still, but for the most part, our base plays are all working well right now, so we're getting the hang of it right now pretty fast.
How different is it with an actual set offense as opposed to the motion that you guys ran in the past?
It's night and day. Last year, we had maybe two plays. This year, we're up to probably 20 already, so it's a lot different, a lot of mind work, but in the end, we're going to figure it out.
Back at home this weekend, you, Mary, and Minot. What do you know about these two teams?
All we know, they're going to bring it every single night. They're not ranked high. They're kind of ranked around where we are, so it's going to be a battle.
Got to defend the home court, though, to succeed come the end of the year, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the last game for our Christmas break, so we got to come out strong.
Good luck, and again, congratulations on the great weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.